Committee Chair and North Carolina Senator Richard Burr explained why the panel launched the proceedings that are officially aimed at unraveling how and to what extent Russia interfered in the recent presidential elections in the United States.
The public deserves to hear the truth about possible Russian involvement in our elections, how they came to be involved, how we may have failed to prevent that involvement, what actions were taken in response, if any, and what we plan to do to ensure the integrity of future free elections at the heart of our democracy.
Ahead of the inauguration in January, the CIA, FBI, and NSA issued a joint report, unanimously finding Russia sought to delegitimize the U.S. democratic process through a deliberate campaign in which operatives stole, weaponized, and strategically deployed information to undermine public confidence in the political system. According to Virginia Senator and Committee Vice Chair Mark Warner, this included sophisticated online campaigns in which Kremlin operatives gamed algorithms and influenced conversation on social media.
This is not innuendo or false allegations. This is not fake news. This is actually what happened to us. Russia continues these sorts of actions as we speak. Some of our close allies in Europe are experiencing exactly the same kind of interference in their political process. Germany has said that its parliament has been hacked. French presidential candidates right now have been the subject of Russian propaganda and disinformation. In the Netherlands, their recent elections, the Dutch hand-counted their ballots because they feared Russian interference in their electoral process.
The focus of today's testimony was two-pronged. First, a look at the history of Russian attempts to manipulate U.S. electoral outcomes, though that testimony on context didn't include any references to Washington's long history of manipulating elections in other nations. Clinton Watts is a senior fellow at the George Washington Center for Cyber and Homeland Security. Oklahoma Senator James Lankford asked him why the Kremlin's campaign was so successful this time around.
I think this answer is very simple and is what no one is really saying in this room, which is part of the reason active measures have worked in this U.S. election is because the commander-in-chief has used Russian active measures at time against his opponents. On 14 August 2016, his campaign chairman, after a debunked insurrection...
When you say his, who's his?
Paul Manafort. Okay. Cited the fake Interlake story as a terrorist attack on CNN, and he used it as a talking point. On 11 October, President Trump stood on a stage and cited what appears to be a fake news story from Sputnik News that disappeared from the Internet. He denies the intel from the United States about Russia. He claimed that the election could be rigged. That was the number one theme pushed by RT, Sputnik News, white outlets all the way up until the election. He's made claims of voter fraud, that President Obama is not a citizen, that, you know, Congressman Cruz is not a citizen. So part of the reason active measures works, and it does today in terms of Trump Tower being wiretapped, is because they parrot the same lines.
The second thread of the hearing delved more deeply into the intersection of social media platforms and disinformation campaigns. Experts testified in the afternoon about how technical tools like trolls, bots, and botnets are used to manipulate conversations carried out online. Thomas Ridd is a professor at King's College London who specializes in the vulnerabilities of information technology in conflict. He detailed some of the specifics of how the hacking occurred, but said a narrow analysis would miss the main political and ethical challenge. Soviet bloc disinformation specialists prefer exploiting so-called unwitting participants.
Three types of unwitting agents, and I would like to close with that, stand out. WikiLeaks, Twitter, the company itself, and I'm happy to expand later, and over-eager journalists aggressively covering the political leaks while neglecting or ignoring their provenance.
The Senate probe begins as its counterpart in the House of Representatives has devolved and lost credibility. Even as the Senate hearing was underway Thursday, the House committee that's looking at connections between the Russians and the Trump campaign was beset by more controversy when media reports, based on unidentified sources, published the identities of alleged White House leakers. The Senate Intelligence Committee has called a total of 20 witnesses to testify in hearings, including Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, who allegedly earned tens of millions of dollars as a Putin proxy, and the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, already implicated in at least one meeting with a Russian envoy prior to the inauguration. The next public hearing in the Senate Intelligence Committee is not yet scheduled. Nell Abram, FSRN.